Brother Charlie Champ is going to come at this time. Congregation, receive him with a great big God bless you.
Love you, man. Thanks. Hallelujah. Well, let's give God a big shout this morning or afternoon. My days are running into nights, and nights are running into days. Hallelujah. Just greet somebody as you're being seated and tell them they're in for something this afternoon. We'll start somewhere and we'll end up somewhere. We'll start in our chairs and end up on the floor, hopefully. Hallelujah. How many of you are hungry for a move of God? This year, I think I've been wrecked more by the Holy Ghost than I've ever been wrecked by the presence of God. And it's just increasing in the hunger that God is depositing in me to see something supernatural break out in America. As I'm traveling across the world, and in fact, I'm getting ready to leave for the UK with my whole family. On the 18th of this month, we'll be doing a full tour. We launched a branch of our ministry into the UK, and we'll be there for 3 months doing revival. I can't help but just believe that God wants to pour a fresh outpouring of the Spirit on America like we have never seen before. Despite what the news says, come on somebody, what the government's saying, what the enemy is saying, what ISIS is saying, what the demonic is saying, it doesn't matter. No weapon formed against us is going to prosper. And every tongue that has risen against us, God is going to condemn. And I believe that America is on the verge of another fresh outpouring. Say outpouring. Outpouring. Hallelujah. Something that we've never seen before. Ha. Where services go for hours. I'm having trouble starting to do day services now because the services go so late into the night. And then I get back to the hotel room, and then I can't sleep. Have you ever had that where the Holy Ghost come on you and you're just like, you're in your house, and you thought you left the Holy Ghost at the church? But he just followed you home like he was a part of your family. He was like, I'm coming to stay. And you're like, Lord, I'm trying to get some sleep right now. Oh, man. But I'm excited. And the reason that I'm excited, I know the Lord loves me because I got to come here twice this year. It's one of my favorite churches. And I thank God for Pastor Reed and his ministry and our friendship. You know, you have fathers in the faith, but then you also have brothers in the Lord that when you get around them, iron sharpens iron. And I've seen within my just a relationship is that I can text him at any time and get an answer from him about anything, and he's going to give me his God-given opinion about something, and I know that he's going to shoot straight with me. And I'm telling you, we need those kind of men of God. I thank God for him. I thank God for your pastor. And I thank God for what is going on in this place. And I'm so excited because I heard that you guys are about to move quickly into your building. My goodness, about to look. Whoo! You thought it was hot in here. You thought it was hot in the services. Wait till you get in the building where there's no limits. I mean, you just. And I need to say that because before I get into what I'm already kind of into what I want to say. You just got to let me digress here what I'm saying to you. But I feel like God is getting ready to set this region up for a Holy Ghost move. And I believe just the brothers that I hung out with last night, there's a, where the Bible says where a three-cord strand is not easily broken. And I feel like there's a supernatural fellowship that's taking place and a move of the Spirit in that is going to happen in this region that is not going to be able to be stopped. And what I'm looking forward to, because I know, how many of you are Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized? There's not a religious bone in your body. and a tradition and religion has no place in you whatsoever. How many of you know that? See, religion can hide with religion, but it cannot hide where there is passion. And so when people are passionate about the Holy Ghost, the religion just gets driven out. It just gets pushed out the door because they can't stand the move of the Holy Ghost. And I'll tell you right now, I feel like there are going to be weeks where the services don't stop. They're every single night. We're going to be in the Holy Ghost, moving in the Spirit. Where the presence of God just continues. Say continues. And there are notable, remarkable miracles. Now, I want you just to turn with me to the book of Habakkuk. And I want to kind of take a text this afternoon. From that book, although it is a short, very short book, only three chapters long, it is really one of the books that the New Testament apostles gleaned from as a part of their theological standpoint on the just shall live by faith. And we saw, you know, during the Reformation, how Martin Luther reintroduced that truth to the church when it had been hidden for so long, so many generations. It had been lying dormant, and right there before their eyes, they could have seen it, but they didn't. You know, religion will blind your eyes where you can't see. Then the only thing that you see is just nothing but depression, anxiety, stress, brokenness. You can't fully see the Word of God as being alive and living. Look at your neighbor and say, it's alive, it's living. And although the apostles understood it to be Habakkuk, although it was a short book, they understood it to be a significant book. Especially Paul the Apostle, when he used it three different times, writing to the Romans, the Galatians, and the Hebrews, speaking to them about the just shall live by faith, and revealing it as a pivotal portion of the New Testament church. And, you know, when you look at theology, or you talk about theologians and they discuss the different dimensions within scriptures, they usually look at it three different ways. They look at it historically, the context of the scripture, what it means. They look at it in the natural, what was happening there, in the natural, what are they saying? And then there is a spiritual aspect to scripture. And everyone in the Holy Ghost can say amen to that. But we've often taken the scripture as only being historical and natural, and we never really dive into the spiritual aspect, what I call the apostolic, prophetic sight in the Word of God. That we can, although it is a historical text, we can still pull and glean out of that and apply it to our everyday life today. And the same God that worked miracles for a previous generation is the same God that can, come on somebody, can work miracles in this generation. That although we may be in the present moment, the past can be moved into the present and even take us into the future. For God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Come on, somebody. What he did before, come on, he's going to do it again. And he's going to do it tomorrow. It does not matter what may have happened to us in the past. We can say that God was always faithful right down the line. It didn't look like it was going to be faithful, but God said, I'm going to still do my word. If you apply my word, I'm going to do it for you. And there's always been these generations that have moved down and grabbed a hold of the word of God and said, I receive that. I receive that. And while the book of Habakkuk is looked at as, you know, simply that portion of the just shall live by faith. There is so much within these three chapters that I, through study, realized that so many mystics and supernatural glory carriers throughout the generations use the context of what I'm going to talk to you about today as a basis to springboard into their everyday life to see the miraculous manifest. And historians don't really know a whole lot about the book of Habakkuk other than possible that he was a priest. But that's interesting to even think about just for a moment, that he may have just been in the priestly ministry, when the book of Habakkuk says that he's going to stand upon his watch and he's going to watch to see what God says. Let me say it again. He's going to stand upon his watch and he's going to see what God says. How are you going to see what God says? In other words, there is multi-dimensions to the Word of God, that not only will you look at it, but you also will hear it, and what you see will say something to you, and as you prophesy, you decree and you declare it, it will be established on the earth, and it will come down and manifest to you. That as the church of Jesus Christ, me and you, say that's me, stand upon their watch in this hour. It does not matter what the lies of the enemy are trying to portray as being a reality in the earth. They are only an illusion and a false perception of a real reality that God is trying to bring to the earth right now through His church. See, we are the government of God, decreeing and declaring, thus says the Lord on the earth, and whatever we say has to be established. It doesn't matter what the enemy's saying. It doesn't matter what the Illuminati's saying. It doesn't matter what the secret cults and the plans of the occult extremes are saying. It doesn't matter what they say. The only thing that matters is what thus says the Lord. And so Habakkuk was not just a priest that ministered, but also a prophetic voice that decreed and declared. I'm telling you right now, God is raising up both the priest and the prophet to begin to move into a new dimension in this generation where the twofold comes together. And it isn't just, you know, the teaching of the word, but it's also the decreeing and declaring of the word and the revelation upon it. We can't just read the word any longer and just take the principles and just say, I'm going to apply those, and walk away with a bunch of notes and just say, well, that was a good teaching, and just put it on the shelf. No, there's something about what God is doing in this generation where that word is going to come alive. And we're not going to just take notes anymore, but we're going to live the power of God. Now, look at this. Just two scriptures that I feel like preaching. Is that all right? Hallelujah. This is chapter 3, and it's a spiritual song. Yeah. Verse number 1 says, a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet, upon Shigionoth. Look at your neighbor and say, Shigionoth. Yeah, Shigionoth. Oh, let me just stop here. Shigionoth. Look at your neighbor, say, Shigionoth. Tell him you're going to Shigionoth today. He said, what this crazy white boy talking about this afternoon, Shigionoth? Who did Pastor bring in here? I know Charlie Champ, but Shigionoth, I've never heard of that before. Shigionoth is a Hebrew word which means to play a spiritual prophetic song upon an instrument. And it literally means to come out of yourself in a prophetic dance and a prophetic song, to the point where you get out of your mind and you begin to not only dance and shout and sing, but you also begin to prophesy out of your belly. See, there's different kinds of prophets. Some are seer prophets, but then there is another realm where it just bubbles right out of you. You just start dancing and you're just shouting. And you're like, all of a sudden, you just, this is God. And it just comes right out of you. I got to use some help with the organ. I don't know. I need a little organ help. Wait. Make no mistake about it, I'm still Pentecostal here. Yeah, there you go. Thank you. My God. Now, let me say this. My goodness, you got me preaching here. I try to be charismatic, but the Pentecost in me just keeps leaking out. But there's this realm of the prophetic, the shiganoff, where God will get on you, and it'll get on you to the degree where you might leave the service, but you don't ever really leave the service because it just gets on you. You're washing your dishes at your house, and that thing is still on you, and you're shiganoffing, and hey! You start prophesying everything. The bird comes in the window. You prophesying to the bird. You're saying, "Raven, where's my food at?" Look at your neighbor. Just shake him and say, "Shiganoff this afternoon." So he starts prophesying. He starts decreeing and declaring that God is going to do something. And in verse number 4, this slips out of him during this prophetic rave, because it can be translated in the Greek and the Hebrew as being a rave, where he's just out of it, out of his mind and into the mind of God. And he says, "And the brightness was as the light, and he had horns coming out of his hand. And there was the hiding of his power." The hiding of his power. I want you to turn with me to one more place very quickly. I want you to turn with me to Acts chapter 4 and verse number 16. The Bible says, saying, "What shall we do with these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifested to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it." There's something about the apostolic power of God's hand coming back on this generation, where that mantle that came from a previous move of the Spirit comes upon this generation and moves from the time of the past and moves into the future, where God will drop that mantle and he will say, "Is there anybody in this generation that is apostolic that will pick that mantle up and say, 'God, I am willing to take a hold of you. I am willing to deny myself and what I believe my religious background has taught me, what traditions and religion has taught me, and I'm willing to pick up that apostolic authority of the laying on of hands and the power of God, that when I take my hand and put it on somebody, that power that Makatore Shetalabase Te Makata, that Habakkuk, when he was in that Shiganoff realm, prophesied, the hand of God's brightness like horns coming out of him and taking a hold of me. That the horns, say horns. You know, it's interesting to think that horns are even an altar. That the horns of the altar would take so a hold of me, and I would get on that altar and I wouldn't let go of the Lord until what was on a previous generation got upon me, so that when I came out of that secret place, the hand of God was over my life. So that when I laid hands on somebody else, the same horn that I took a hold of would take a hold of them. I'm telling you right now, we need in this hour some people that are full of the Holy Ghost, that have the fire and the passion of God, that are going to say, I don't care about no seeker sensitive, watered down, no Holy Ghost power services anymore. I don't care if we have to meet every single night, tarry on the altar, lay on the ground, worship and praise, cry out to God until that fire comes and touches us and gets a hold of somebody else. If you believe that, give God a shout right now in this place. Now, I understand, you may be seated for just a moment. I understand the universal presence of God. I believe in the universal presence, that God is everywhere at all times. But we need to understand the difference between the universal presence and the manifest presence. I despise the 45-minute service that God said, well, just come in here for an hour, 45 minutes, we're going to have you out. Going to be one song, pastor going to get up, preach one little quick Facebook quote, and he's going to be out the door. He's going to have something real witty to say. And we're going to feel the presence of God. Say universal presence. While I love that, it's okay, whatever. You want to do that, fine. I'm too far gone now. Somebody tried to tell me that the Holy Ghost was done away with the apostles. You know, sensationists. They said, sensationists. I said, I'm a sensationalist. I mean, I love pressing forward into things. I don't care how far, how crazy it may seem to some people. I'm into it. If it's the Holy Ghost, I'm into it. But there's a difference between the universal presence and the manifest presence, where we're saying, God, we know that you're everywhere all the time. And all I have to do is lift up my hands and I can feel your presence. But God, I know the difference between just sitting in your presence for 2 minutes and sitting in your presence for 14 hours. And saying, I don't, see, we got to understand this. We want the presence of God, but are we really willing to say, God, I don't even care how long it takes? When we get somebody, when we get somebody's prayer request, we don't just pray, you know, 10 seconds over it. No, we're laboring eight hours until we see something change. We're not going to let go of it. And while God can move, and he's going to move today, and I want to pray for people, but and when the presence can be released and God can touch, there is something about that apostolic power where the anointing of the presence of God is still in that place of laying on of hands. Where did we get away from that? Where we said, we're just going to release it in the atmosphere, and if you get a miracle, just come up. And I love that. Don't misunderstand me. Sometimes that works. But there's something about the laying on of hands, the apostolic, that hiding of his power, that God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That if it worked for Habakkuk, and it worked for the apostles, and it worked then, it's going to work now. And we got to begin to understand that while, you know, we can pray for someone in a mall, I'm really getting into some stuff and I'm hitting some charismatic stuff that is just ridiculous. While we believe that we can go to a mall and pray for someone and their headache can go, there is a difference between the headache going and somebody that's dying in a hospital, in ICU, that when we can go there and pray for them for a minute or so, or we can actually get on the altar of God and say, Lord, I am not going to let go of this thing right now because I believe that you are a miracle-working God. There is a difference between, you know, the universal presence of God and just walking up to somebody on the street and saying, can I pray for you, and them getting a little touch from the Lord. And a place where we say, God, I'm going to bring them into the house of God. And I'm telling you right now, sister, when we get into this place, because it's been so saturated in prayer, why have we stopped this thing of tarrying with God and doing church? We say, well, brother, I can just do church wherever I want to do church. I have church with my four little friends in our house. No, darling, there's something about the corporate anointing and the power of the presence of God that when you get together with somebody and you connect yourself in the Spirit with them, that the Spirit of God, that Shigginoff glory, comes down out of heaven and gets a hold of you, where you can't stay in your seat any longer. You gotta run. You gotta shout. You gotta. I'm telling you right now, I love this. This is a great place. I love this place. I'm telling you, you're gonna begin to see. I'm prophesying this. You're gonna begin to see the clash between darkness and light is gonna get so much greater in America. And you're gonna begin to see things that only take place in third world countries. You're gonna begin to see them in America. And what it's going to do is it's going to begin to turn people to a place where they have to believe in apostolic power. That there is no other difference. There is no other. They can't just hope for their daughter to be, you know, to get on some medication so she'll be in her right mind. No, she's so demon possessed that the only thing that's going to break off the demon power is that corporate anointing and getting in the house of God and putting her on the altar and saying, we better pray right now because this devil's got to come out. See, we got into this thing in the church, seeker sensitive, where we want to put them in the back room, click a little light on, and ask them what their name is. Devil, what's your name? Tell us your name, devil. No, when the power of God comes, the hand of God comes into that. That apostolic power comes. The anointing is released, and demons are driven out by the force and the power of God. I'm telling you, you're going to see total lunatics wrapped up in straitjackets come into the place in the house of God, and suddenly their mind is going to come right. They're going to say, what am I doing here? The demon's just going to come out of them. You're going to see people brought in on mats that are dying, HIV, totally just skin and bones. And the power of God is just going to come upon them, and they're going to walk out totally healed by the anointing of the Spirit. There's going to be a place where the apostolic power returns into the church like we have never seen. This is the church's finest hour. This is the church's greatest day. And this is the time where God is going to reveal that hand of His Spirit over the body of Christ. And He's going to say, I'm going to let that anointing come upon you. I'm going to let that anointing come upon you. I'm going to let that anointing come upon you. But when we gather together, come on somebody, that anointing is going to increase, where we create a canopy where God's hand comes down and His light begins to be released. Just lift your hands for a moment. Just, Lord, we just thank you for the increase of your presence here. We don't want just the universal presence. We want that ha, that matoko shekere masia, that ripo kalamasha, that Holy Ghost sekele mekiste diabo fariate. We want that ripo palamashandolobo kalabashe. We want that ha ha ha. We want that ripo kalamayete. We want, oh, we want the rebo kalamashe, enomosana, enemikia, omandishta molebruta. We want that alimushanelekia. We want that ha ha ne he he he. We want that remapaka na ha 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 ha. Oh, we want that enga na mambunga deki telebush. Just lift your hands into that. Just worship Him. Just worship Him right now. Yara bakuria shama. Irere bondre kalamashon dalemaniana. Mendo ramama shando le bamperi. Branda kalarama sederea ha ha ane ke kere romusha telembranda. Oh, we love you, Jesus. E kalama shedera ma panele. Oh, the hiding of your power. Oh, viniasinera ma shedeata. We want that hiding of your power. Yes. Kuriba panere sha hare ke ona enema zerlo zanama yereneke hia ha 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 yerema shitere makanda sanamunda erenema shanama. We want that ha, we want that drunk breke de kondana masite. Atmosphere is just saturated right now. We want you more, Jesus. We're hungry for you, Jesus. Oh, we're hungry for you, Jesus. God's hand just coming down on people right now in this place. Just rapush te kere de basa, ereno montre mambo jande shikara la basa ta. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Oh, that's it right there. Lift your hands into that. Just worship, worship. Ah. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Oh, we love you, Jesus. This is what I feel like we're supposed to do right now. I feel like I'm on an assignment this afternoon. I feel like I know that I'm on assignment. We've been seeing some incredible, notable, remarkable miracles all over the world. just crazy miracles happening, cripples walking, people blind eyes opening. Just 2 weeks ago, I was in Ontario, Canada. A man that was 98% blind came on the stage blind. God popped open his eyes as I laid hands on him. They had been in the meetings for over 3 months. They had been meeting every single night in revival. He had stayed blind for 3 months, but he said, God, I'm so desperate right now. I know if the laying on of hands, through the laying on of hands, I know something is going to change. The moment I laid hands on him, prayed for him, God popped open his blind eyes. He started being able to see my hand. He started being able to read my hand. The blindness left his eyes. I believe in the gifts of the Spirit. I believe in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I believe that there is a realm of impartation this afternoon for those that are saying, God, I want a fresh infilling of that Spirit and that power, that apostolic power that was given through the laying on of hands down through the generations. I believe in that Shigonoth realm, that prophetic decreeing and declaring. I believe in that realm what Paul and Peter walked in. I believe in that realm that Wigglesworth walked in and John G. Lake walked in and William Branham walked in. I believe in that realm that Brother Hagin walked. I believe in that supernatural power. And I just came here this afternoon as a brother in Christ, as a friend of this house, to impart into you this afternoon. If that's you and you say, I want that, I want that, I'm desperate for that, I want that, I want that fresh power and presence of God. And you're feeling, even right now, you're feeling that fire burning on the inside of you. I want you to get out of your seat. I want you to come to the front because I want to lay my hands on you this afternoon. I want to lay my hands on you this afternoon. It's a new season. It's a new day. There's something increasing. The glory, the glory, the glory is here to stay in your life. It's never going to break. There's a new realm, and it doesn't have to come when you travel into the nations. It can come right here. It can come right here. It can come right here. There's a fresh corporate anointing in this house that when you gather, the power of God, the power of God is going to begin to move in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus right now, some of you are going to get carried out of here this afternoon. Some of you are going to be carried out in the Holy Ghost. Some of you are never going to be the same. Your dream life, visions are going to open up. The watcher anointing is going to come on you. 3 o'clock in the morning, you're going to wake up, you're going to wake up praying in tongues. Lord, begin to release that right now in the Holy Ghost, right now. Ushers, you got to help me this afternoon, but there's a power of God in the name of Jesus right now, right now, right now. Watch them. Watch, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let that just flow. Let that power just flow. Let that Holy Ghost just flow. Father, let that fire. All of you on the front, just grab hands. Grab hands right now. Every one of you, just grab hands right now. Grab, 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 grab. Right now, grab hands right now. In the name, in the name, in the name, in the name, in the name of Jesus. Right now. Fire. Power. 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 Right now. In Jesus' name. Let that anointing.